Hi, this is PC Matthew. As we move into the season of Lent, on behalf of WEA Family Challenge, my wife Sibby and I would love for you to join with us for the next 40 days in praying as families for the various issues that is facing families across the globe. The issues to pray are based on God's heart revealed to us through the scripture from Isaiah 58. May the Almighty God listen to our prayers as we align ourselves in repentance to do His work in His way for His glory.
Day 1. Praying as families to do what pleases Him. Since ancient times, humanity has sought to please God. In the story of Cain and Abel, they both endeavored to please God through their offerings. However, while Abel's sacrifice found favor with God, Cain's did not. This illustrates that there are assumptions about what pleases God and what doesn't. In Isaiah 58, we encounter a similar scenario where the people of Israel express frustration with God despite their efforts to please Him. They question why their fasting and acts of humility seem to go unnoticed by God. However, God's response in Isaiah 58 indicates that their actions were not aligned with His expectations. He rebukes them for merely doing as they pleased and expecting Him to be pleased in return. God desires His people to live in a manner consistent with His nature, not merely to perform rituals they assume will please Him. While fasting and prayer are commendable practices, if they are not accompanied by righteous living, they are displeasing to God. The Apostle Paul echoes this sentiment in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10, urging believers to discern what pleases God. This requires a diligent study of Scripture to understand His will and desires. Pleasing God is not about the outward display of spirituality, but about the transformation of our hearts and actions in accordance with His Word. Let us pray. Lord, as we embark on this season of Lent, our earnest prayer is that we do not rely on assumptions to please You, but rather seek a deeper understanding of Your expectations for our lives through Your Word. Guide us as families to devote ourselves diligently to spending time in Your presence and studying Your Word, that we may grasp Your desires. We pray that by living lives that align with Your will, our gifts, prayers, and offerings will be received by You as sweet-smelling offerings. Lord, we also bring before Your throne of grace the many families who are ensnared by numerous spiritual activities in an attempt to appease You. May they come to know and experience Your loving presence, and may their devotion be genuine and unwavering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We thank you for joining us in this podcast. We would love for you to join through Zoom for a 30-minute prayer at 4:30 p.m. IST or 11 a.m. GMT with friends from all over the globe to intercede for the issues that we just now heard. If you need any prayer support, please write to familyprayer@uimfrti.org. I repeat, familyprayer@uimfrti.org. God bless you.